Sonoma County continues to get drenched with rain and strong winds also causing some havoc. We get an update on the forecast and a look at flooding with Braden Murdoch, meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with the Russian River at Guerneville. Where do things stand right now, and when might the river flood?
So we're already seeing some flooding conditions within the area, but as far as peaks go, we're looking at that coming through tonight as we have another set of rain coming through. And at Guerneville, we're looking around 32 feet between 2 to 4 a.m. Now, as far as the conditions go with that, even if we're not at the peak, that still means we could still have some flooding between now and then. So we want people to be very aware, especially near the Russian River.
So the rain's one thing. The wind is another. We got the high wind warning in effect. How long are the winds going to stay with us, high winds?
So in the next few hours, we're actually going to be watching the winds move out of the North Bay. It's still going to be breezy, but the worst of the worst is going to be moving out of the area as we continue through the morning. But still a breezy afternoon and some individual gusts overnight as we see the next showers and storms come through.
Can you tell us a little bit about the forecast here going forward? We've had extensive rain today, continuing tomorrow. What does it look like going past that?
Afterwards, the North Bay is going to be kind of the winner of our area when it comes to rainfall, because our next few systems have mostly been focused in the north, or are setting up to be mostly focused within the North Bay. But as far as conditions go, we're not looking at a repeat of what we saw last night anytime soon, but still a very wet pattern lasting well into next week.
So, Bray, just looking at the bigger picture about this, like, are these storms normal, and it's just that we haven't had a big storm in a while? Or are we getting deluged and this is something, the new normal going forward?
A little bit of both. So when we're in more of a wet season, we can see multiple atmospheric rivers, and that's often what we did. It's just the last few years we've been seeing some strong La Nina patterns that have been keeping us dry. So to say that this is uncommon to see these together, as clustered as they are, is true. But it, as far as seeing multiple atmospheric rivers within a winter period, that's not uncommon when we're dealing with normal water year conditions.
Now, we did see earlier this morning some mud, some rocks falling on the roadway in Mark West area. What are the concerns for things like mudslides or sort of unstable landscape?
So unfortunately, we already have our soil moisture is very moist right now, so they're not collecting in that much more water. And we're still seeing some winds out there, so we could still see plenty of trees getting blown over because that moist soil can't keep the trees as well anchored. But along with it, with our sliding conditions, even when the rain stops, that soil is going to be fairly moist, and we could still see some sliding going in to the afternoon when things start to calm down. And then the next batch of rain coming through tonight going into tomorrow could lead to some sliding as well.
All right, Braden, I know we're not even through these storms yet, but can we predict what the rest of the winter will be? Will it be wetter than normal?
Well, our outlook for January is still keeping us with a wet pattern, but if you remember this time last year, there was quite a lull in our rain chances. So to say that we're looking good for now, definitely true, but we're going to have to see what February has to hold before we really start making any declarations about how good our winter has been.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Braden Murdoch, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Again, he predicts, the National Weather Service predicts that the Russian River at Guerneville will peak at 32 feet sometime between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. this morning.